This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Folks, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. It is so fun to get behind a microphone, open up the phone lines, chit-chat with the newsmakers, and talk with you about solutions to all of the problems that ail us. And there's a few challenges out there, there's no doubt about it, but you know what? Who would you rather be than us? Right? Living in this great state of North Dakota, which has far less of those issues than many other of the 49 states, and the common sense, the salt of the earth, the character of the people here, man, alive, you invigorate me. I love it. Absolutely love it. This isn't work. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to join us in the first hour today for a talk radio town hall. We are switching up the days this week because of some travel for Senator Cramer, so he's got to go to Stanley once in a while. He's got to get out and about and see the people. So we are doing that on Tuesday today. We're also going to chat with Troy Coons from CNC Farms Seeds, talk a little ag today. Always love our conversations with Troy. We have also folks from MBI Energy and the University of Mary joining us today to talk about business partnerships, really important as well. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. You watch him on West Dakota Fox at 9:30 every night or KX4 at 6:30 every night. And he and I were at the border last week, so lots to talk about there still. So all of that coming up on the program. And then our brackets. Todd, have you got a bracket filled out yet for the for March Madness?
No.
Okay, you're up for doing one, though, aren't you? Want a little contest between you and I? The winner will get a My Pillow.
Wait, I hope somebody around here is helping me because I don't even follow it there.
That's the best way to do it.
That's all sports ball to me, so.
Just go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Go with your gut, huh?
Yeah.
You can play the mascot versus mascot game, I guess.
The team with the neon uniforms. Yeah, I like them. Yeah. They actually have them now. What is that again? That Clemson? I forget who that is, but it was like, ooh, wow. Maybe it was SMU. I can't remember, but they were like blinding me when I, yeah. So anyway, let's welcome Senator Kevin Cramer to the program for the Talk Radio Town Hall to call us 800-228-0550. I'm not going to say that a bunch. Just put that in your speed dial, okay? 701-258-0550 works. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Senator Cramer, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be with you. I'm doing very well, thanks. I'm glad to be in North Dakota. This is probably the first time I've spent a full week in North Dakota, maybe this year. I'm not sure. It's been quite amazing, but you know, it was kicked off the Coffee with Cramer series this week in Stanley. That was very cool. And they had a great day yesterday up there with a bunch of high school students at the high school. And then their older adult supervisor at the Coffee with Cramer at the local convenience store. And they had a great turnout, remarkable turnout, in fact. And of course, as you just pointed out, all that common sense and wisdom and aggregated, you know, knowledge from the people in North Dakota who I think are among the most well-informed people in our country. And so it was good for Chris and I to get out and meet with folks and hear their concerns, but more importantly, hear their advice. A lot of good sage advice out there.
Who asks tougher questions, the What's on Your Mind audience when you do a talk radio town hall or the students at Stanley High School?
No, it's I love that you asked this question, Scott, because Chris and I talked a lot about this on the way home. I don't know if they were tougher, but I would say that both were very profound. The students were very impressive, Scott. Maybe just to kind of give you a sense of why I even went to Stanley. I mean, it seems like, it's, you know, some people might think that that's a strange place to start your Coffee with Cramer series. But the reason I did it is because a high school senior by the name of Rachel Savage sent me a letter. She sent the letter, maybe it was an email, that my wife, Chris, intercepted, and she invited me to come and speak to the students at the high school. And it was sort of funny, and I think Rachel would be okay with me saying this, because she introduced me yesterday to her peers. You know, she wanted me to come and give sort of a history lesson on, you know, the three branches of government, or at least on Congress, and what we're all about, and why, you know, political activism is important. Why, you know, why they should care more than anything. She just wanted me to tell them why they should care. And then she wanted me to, quote, educate them. And she even said that to them in introducing me. She wanted me to educate these students. And of course, while that's fine, and I was happy to give a little opening statement about American exceptionalism and self-governance and the importance of the governed being involved in the process of governing. It was really after that I learned a lot from, in the course of an hour, Scott. Now, in the course of an hour, she introduced me. Well, first the superintendent or the principal opened things up. This student introduced me. I gave my little, you know, opening statement about American exceptionalism and self-governance and the history of all of that. And then in the course of the rest of the hour, 11 questions were asked and that I was able to answer with students. But of course, while they're asking their questions, I'm gleaning information about what's important. And it was very profound. I mean, one student asked specifically about Second Amendment rights, and one asked about how to protect kids in schools. Another student asked about their generation being the least well-informed, and of course that opened the door for me to inform them that North Dakotans are the most well-informed, and that their generation, they shouldn't be so hard on their own generation, but rather they should make sure that they and their peers are among the best informed citizens in our country. And it was very impressive, just up and down the line, just a lot of good questions. One asked about ethics in Congress or in politics. Very challenging, very good questions. And I just really appreciated and left there recharged, really. And then same, of course, true of the adults at the although at Coffee with Kramer, the first two questions that I allowed to be asked were by two Boy Scouts who were working on a civics badge and came for part of that and posed for a picture. And so I let them ask the first two questions. One asked about the border wall, and the other asked about the national debt. So, you know, it's pretty amazing. Let's just say that the youth of North Dakota are just fine, and we don't have a lot to worry about going forward.
And the Stanley Blue Jays have put the bar high at 11 questions in an hour. So we're going to try and meet or exceed that today on the program for Senator Kramer. So, folks, let's go to it. Blaine and Bismarck, first question for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Senator Kramer. I guess I really don't have a question for you.
Sure.
The reason I was calling is the HB 1097 bill, the Sunday closing law, is introduced into the Senate today, I guess around 1 o'clock. And I was just encouraging all of your people to call your senators, your state senators, your local senators, and your state government to vote and tell them to vote no on the Bill 1097. Because what 1097 does is takes away the freedom of your time to be able to relax and have a recreation with your family. And we've watered it down quite a bit, but as far as over the history of our Sunday closing laws, to where the businesses now have just the individual just has the morning to have free time. So, but the businesses want even more of that.
I was there yesterday, and by the way, everybody that I talked to about it said it's going to be very, very close. But there are some thoughts that it actually is going to squeak by to maintain the current law. So enough folks, at least to this point, have raised a objection about it. And I encourage people to do like you do, let their senators know for sure. And that's easy to find if you go to the nd.gov website. You can find their emails, and they're good about responding to them. So Kevin, do you have a position on Sunday opening?
Well, you know, generally a person in my position shouldn't enter into controversial issues when you don't have to cast a vote. But I will tell you this, Scott. I remember well, and I'm sure you do, and I'm a fair bit older than you, but I remember so well when Sundays were off limits to retail. And, you know, growing up in a border town of Kindred where Moorhead was easy to get to and go shopping on a Sunday if we needed to or wanted to or if we were compelled to. We never were compelled to. We loved that day off. It was a day to, be with family, to worship. And I, frankly, I don't miss it, but I still have the freedom to do that if I want. I don't have to go to Walmart or Menards or you know, to the mall on a Sunday afternoon. If I choose not to do that, then so be it. But we do live in an era of convenience, don't we?
Yeah, I like the idea that we're different with this. You know, I mean, people think, oh, this is so antiquated. This is so old. This is crazy. Right. That's, you know, old. And like, old, what, you know, I mean, yeah, so is the state of North Dakota old. But does that mean we want to abolish it? You know, I mean, come on. I consider it a good tradition.
If you read the bill or the actual century code, it promotes a day of recreation and a day of rest for families. And that's what the individual has at this time. But if you pass the 1097, you won't have that anymore. So.
Very interesting, Blaine. Thank you very much. Yep. Appreciate that call and appreciate your passion on the issue. Let your legislators know they listen, believe me. Bob at Jamestown, Paul in McLean County, when we continue with Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also goes to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hello, I'm Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include Croft, Pasture, and Hunting Land auctions in Oliver, McLean, Ward, Cass, Kidder, Stutzman, Barnes, Briggs, Grand Forks, Hettinger, and Lamoure counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazleton, Bentley, and Fort Yates, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Talk about great tradition, great history. H.A. Thompson & Sons was founded in 1908. Harry Abbott Thompson, moved here from Maine in 1883 with his family. That's the year UND started, you know. Did you know the University of North Dakota gave North Dakota its name? Because UND started 6 years before North Dakota. Just a little tidbit for you. Now you know why I talk so fondly of that fine school. So anyway, H.A. Thompson was the first fire chief in Bismarck in 1901. And he held that until his death in 1935. 7 years as a city commissioner. And that's something. Comes from Maine. I'll be fire chief. I'll serve on the city commission. And from the very beginning, installed and serviced plumbing and heating systems and equipment. The original location of the company was in the 100 block of North 3rd in Bismarck, same year. Harry Abbott Thompson II was born, along with his older brother Bernard, were the sons of the business name. And they moved down to North 7th Street a couple of years later, 1925, I guess. Anyway, I just love stories like that. You think about how that all started, you know? A salesman was hired in the early 60s, and they've just grown and grown and grown, and now they are the premier high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor all across the region. Not just Bismarck, where it started, but all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Ask about a linked service contract so you get the cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. It's great for building and business owners. 600-plus use that right now. And they are saving on the bottom line and have great certainty. HATandSons.com or call them at 701-223-3393. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer at the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go to Bob in Jamestown for the senator. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, good morning, Scott, and good morning, Senator Cramer.
Good morning, Bob.
I've been a little frustrated last week in the vote. The 12 Republicans jumped the ship again and went with the Democrats. And I don't know what Chuck Schumer does to keep his fellow Democrats in line, if he threatens to take their grandkids or what he does. But apparently he's not near, or he's way better than what Mitch McConnell's doing on the Republican side. So I want to ask the senator, what do you guys really go through when you got a vote like this? And is Mitch McConnell stayed too long in his position? Or what does he do to try to get people on board to vote with the party, help President Trump keep his campaign promises to the American people? Because the Democrats don't want any part of that. They want him to be defeated. But why can't the Republicans help move his agenda along?
Sure. No, that's a great question, and I share your frustration. It's interesting. I've done a couple of tweets this week related to that, follow-up tweets myself that have gotten a lot of attention because, of course, the president vetoed it, and it would be that veto will be upheld in the House. There's no way they'll overturn it, and the emergency declaration will stand. I think, first of all, with regard to what we go through, we have this topic that we're talking about is the most discussed topic in the Republican caucus in the Senate, next to the bill to repeal and replace Obamacare that failed by one vote. Just to give you a sense of how much conversation it gets. Mitch McConnell, of course, we know Mitch McConnell voted against the resolution. Mitch does not put the hammer down on the members. There's no question about it. And he doesn't because he knows it wouldn't work. The difference between Republicans and Democrats, one of the major differences between us as people is that they're collectivists and we're independents. We honor the independence of the individual, the self-sufficiency and self-reliance of the individual. And whereas, of course, Democrats honor the communityism, if you will, the collective, they're collectivists. And so the problem with an approach like a Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer takes, just go to the House, it's even as more stark contrast. Look what happens when you have anti-Semitic comments coming out of a new congresswoman. Nancy Pelosi protects her, rallies the troops around her. In when the Republicans have somebody that has has racist comments, they take their committee assignments away. It's sort of an amazing difference between our two cultures, our two traditions. So it's really, even frankly, my vote against against the resolution of disapproval had nothing to do with my loyalty to Donald Trump. It has to do with really good policy that's really important, the fact that he's right. And that's what bothers me about some of my colleagues that voted, you say, with the Democrats. I think what they did, I think there's a, to be fair, Scott, and to be fair, Bob, this issue of executive power is one that Republicans have struggled with for decades with presidents, but we've also given up that power over the course of the decades as a Congress and given more power to the executive. And in this case, we literally did. I mean, it was a Congress in 1976 that passed the National Emergency Act, and then changed it in the 1980s to make it give even more power to the executive. It's been used 58 times before. So all of the excuses, if you will, I didn't buy into. I have concern about the separation of powers. But in this case, the president clearly has the legal and constitutional authority in my mind, and we may not like it. And if we don't, we should change it. And I think we ought to look at changing a lot of things that relate to executive powers and claw back some of the Article I powers that Congress is supposed to have. But this is a legitimate emergency. It's a legitimate crisis at the border. And I, along with a whole bunch of my colleagues, nearly all of them, voted for an appropriations bill, you might recall, on February 15th to ensure that the government remained open, the rest of the government remained open, that didn't have enough money in it for border security. And part of the reason I voted for it was because at that same time, Mitch McConnell went to the Senate floor and announced that President Trump has agreed to sign this appropriations bill at the same time as said he will declare a national emergency that allow him to have access to other funds. In other words, our purity doesn't really pass the smell test, if that's our excuse, if we were willing to vote for that appropriations bill, knowing full well that part of the package was this national emergency. So I was very comfortable voting against the declaration, but it really had nothing to do with party loyalty. It has to do with the importance of this issue and the fact that it really is a crisis, and I believe the president has the authority to do it.
Bob, thank you. Paul, we're going to get you in here quick before the break. McLean County, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Scott, for the program, and thank you, Senator Kramer, for being accessible to your constituents here. I'm going to throw you something a little less bipartisan here. Watching the huge flooding that we're having down in Iowa and Nebraska, and you start to ask the Corps of Engineers to see how much space they've got in the reservoirs in the upstream here, just in case we have another black swan event like they had down there, where we get an inch of rain and melt all the snow on frozen ground and rapidly fill the reservoirs. I know you probably don't have the answer as you stand where you're at right now, but start asking questions with the Corps. So
yeah, we're getting daily briefings now, starting, I think it's this week, from the Corps on exactly those issues, because as you know, the management of those reservoirs will determine to a great degree how successful they'll be in managing the floods. Now, that management has to go throughout the winter, and the issue with the Missouri River, of course, is really less about localized rain and a lot more about the snowpack and weather in the Rocky Mountains and then up and down the system. So, yes, we're going to get daily briefings and we'll ask questions every day of exactly the type that you're implying in your comments.
And you know what?
Thank you for staying on top of it.
Same thing here. We can invite Corps officials on and others as well, so we're happy to continue to get answers out of them, Paul. Appreciate you listening. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Here's what's in the news. At the University of North Dakota, they're one of the top 25 most innovative universities. President Mark Kennedy.
The criteria is you're voted on by other presidents and provosts across the nation. And to be on a list with MIT and Harvard and Stanford and Caltech is a huge honor for North Dakota. And it's an example of what the innovative stuff we're doing to improve student success, to expand our research, to increase our impact on the state.
Leaders in action at the University of North Dakota. Find out more at und.edu.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Vice President Mike Pence heading to Nebraska today to visit flooded areas of that state. Historic flooding in the Midwest, killing at least four people and doing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
Authorities say a fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company chemical plant outside Houston could burn for two more days. But officials say they don't believe it's posing a threat to air quality in the area. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every day, folks go to work in North Dakota doing really tough work and dangerous work. And that's why there's a North Dakota Safety Council. That's why there's a WSI. I mean, you have an energy, agriculture-heavy state. This is tough work. You're working with hazardous materials. And if you are, chances are you need HAZWOPER training. And if you're looking for a place for your employees to get their 40-hour hazardous materials specialist training, North Dakota Safety Council's HAZWOPER training program is tailor-made for you. April 1 through 5, the next course in Bismarck, and other offerings at ndsc.org if that date doesn't work for you. Industrial rescue. You have a rescue team at your workplace? Are you a firefighter for your local department? Then check out the North Dakota Safety Council new lineup of rescue courses. They use the indoor training tower at their campus in Bismarck. You practice rescue skills in a realistic and safe environment. Another training coming up April 29th through May 3rd in Bismarck, Industrial Rescue 1 and 2. Find out more at ndsc.org. Together with Workforce Safety at workforcesafety.com, ndsc.org, your great resource for saving lives, preventing injuries. It's what they do day in and day out, and we love the safety talks here on the program. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Questions, comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Any and all questions on any and all topics. Locally, it's 701-258-0550. All right, so the last caller was asking about the Corps. I want to ask about the Corps, but in a different part of the country. You have been quite critical for some time of the Corps of Engineers' lack of progress in building the wall. And so last week, as you know, I was down in Arizona, saw a North Dakota company do an incredible thing. I mean, for one, $1.5 million invested out of their own pocket to say, see, we can do this. Right? Nobody paid him for that. Anything else? They're on their own saying, we'll do a demonstration. You come watch it. We'll pay for everything. And they had $1.5 million into that loan. And they overperformed 200 feet in an hour and a half. And the people from DHS saying, yeah, well, it's nice. It's a kind of a Cadillac. I don't know if we can afford that, but it's nice. It's like, well, build something for crying out loud. Then I go down to the border. Chris Berg and I were down there. And what we did is go to the places where the Corps had been authorized to build fence. I forget how many billions of dollars, but a lot of money and around 30 miles of fence. in Arizona and California. And you know what we found? A disgrace. We found idle, what am I trying to say? Loaders, right? And caterpillars just sitting there, okay, doing nothing. And we saw a little bit of a test on some ditching and some of the trenching that they were doing, where they were trying different materials and trying to get cement to work in the sand down there. And you know, so there'd been a little bit of work, but very little. And then the kicker was talking to the Border Patrol, and the Border Patrol says, you know, everybody's focused on the caravan now. And the caravan is a bad deal. It's full of thugs and drug dealers and everything else. But, we, you know, we can push them back. And actually, Mexico is even helping us do that. The real problem is what they call family units. And the family units are like Mexico's middle class that are being exploited by these losers that come to them and say, give us $500 now. We'll get you to the border. You turn yourself in. You'll get released. We'll get you a job, and then you'll pay us back. And that is in February, the numbers went through the roof. These guys are very, very worried about that. 20 days after they are at the border and turn themselves into a border agent, they are turned loose into the United States of America by the thousands right now. So I'm just sitting here wanting to pull my hair out. We're not building the fence, as you pointed out, and called on DHS to, you know, use private business. And then our policy, and I see ICE has now written a letter to the president about this. They're frustrated because, you know, they have to let these people go. And we have a national emergency. My question for you, what are we going to do with this national emergency? Are we going to end this insanity once and for all?
Well, of course, as you know, as I pointed out earlier, he did veto it, the declaration. It'll be challenged, I think, this next week, if not this week, by the House. I think it's next week the House will vote on it. They'll come up short of overriding the veto. But then, of course, we're going to have the court challenges. And you know darn well that they've probably got some judge in California, like they do on everything, that's willing to put a stay on it and all that stuff. In the meantime, setting the national emergency aside for a minute, in the meantime, he has a lot of other funds. I would be happy if he just take the 1.357 that we just appropriated a month ago and gets to work on it. But I asked the head of the court last week in a face-to-face meeting, how are they coming along a month later? Well, you know, they've started the design specs program before we, you know, issue the bids, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's process on top of process on top of process. And they talk about it, Scott. This is my great frustration. They talk about these processes and this bureaucracy, and it makes sense to them. And I look at it and go, if I waited to have a conference call and 14 meetings and 85 bids to get my sidewalk shoveled, it would be springtime and it would have melted. And I'd have gotten fined by the city. I just can't get over it, Hartley. So what's going to happen? I'm just going to keep the pressure on the Corps and the pressure on Homeland Security. I've met with the president about it. I've met with the vice president about it. I've met with the secretary about it. I'm just going to keep the pressure on from my little perch in the United States Senate. I just happen to serve on the two committees that have jurisdiction over the Corps of Engineers. That doesn't hurt. And just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing for them to get the job done. And I need, this is where folks like you and Chris and others in the media, and by the way, how about that story in Daily Mail, where the border agency themselves say they built zero walls in new places, while the president's been out there believing people when they've said they've been building these walls, and the reality is they haven't been. We've got a long list of incomplete or projects that have been funded for a couple of years that aren't getting done because of the Corps' poor management. So I'm not becoming any more of a fan of the Corps of Engineers, I'm going to do what I can to keep the pressure on them, keep blowing the whistle on them.
Ken, you're right about the emergency declaration, obviously, and the challenges that will come with that, and when he'll actually have that. So you can't wait for that. What do you do? I mean, for me, I'm just saying, okay, let's not release anybody after 20 days. Is that another court battle then?
Okay, that's the result of a court case, as a matter of fact. So to the point you're making, that they made to you, is this is the new pull in our policy. And so, yes, you have these people on Central America, remembering that in previous decades and years, when there's been an overrun at the border of illegal immigration, it's been Mexicans who are seeking in some sort of economic, fix to their personal lives. And they're escaping this bad economy and job opportunity. The difference now is that it's families, or in many cases, in many, many cases, fake families that that are coming across, and they're not Mexicans. You see, Mexicans, you can turn back at the border. People other than Mexicans, you cannot. So when they're coming from Central America, they're coming with the assistance of these coyotes and others. That they're coming as families or fake families, and we have this law that says you can't keep families separated for more than 20 days. And then you have this court case, decision called the Flores decision in Texas that affirms that, and you're just forced to, after 20 days, release them into the interior of the country. And Democrats are all too willing to do exactly that. They, for some reason, want that population of people into our country. And so, yeah, we have to change that policy, but I don't see us getting a change without a major change in politics, because we're dealing with a court case. So this is why it's very complex, and it requires an all-the-above solution. It's not just a wall. It's not just technology. It's not just boots on the ground. It's not even just illegal immigration. It's even how we deal with legal immigration, so that we have the appropriate natural incentives for the right people to come and for the wrong people to stay away. And even for saying what I've just said, I'm going to get some hate emails and tweets, and you probably will too, but we have a right to determine who gets into our country. Now, we're not doing, by the way, these children any favors by this incentive to come across the entire country of Mexico with adults that they don't know and pretending to be their children.
How about your letter to the DHS, and you've met with them now and the Corps.
Yeah.
Do you see any progress in saying hire private contractors? You aren't getting it done fast enough. They're too slow. They're over budget, and it's just a mess. Like you say, they're telling people they've got this done. Well, all they've done is drawn things out, for crying out loud. They haven't actually done anything in the field, which is ridiculous. Meanwhile, you got a local company down there investing its own money to say, see, we can do this a mile a day, 2 miles a day, if you give us, a long enough window to go to work here. How do you just get action on that? What I'm worried about is, honestly, the president's going to own this pretty quick. And Republicans are going to own this pretty quick. They're going to say, all you've been talking about is the border, and yet the process still sucks. Well, the process is pretty much on the Trump administration pretty quick, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. It's his Corps of Engineers. Here's one thing about the Corps of Engineers that I would say where I think there's some hope, and that is that the Corps of Engineers is in the Army. Right, that's the Army Corps of Engineers, and they do have a chain of command within the Army, all the way up to the Secretary of Defense. And I think the President, as a Commander in Chief, needs to put down the order. He just needs to order things to get done. And while yes, there are these processes and there's these long bidding processes and whatnot, the swamp takes that, multiplies it by 1,000, and covers their backside against any do-gooder group that wants to sue them. And let's face it, that's another issue in our country, Scott. It's not unique to the Corps of Engineers. It's not unique to Homeland Security. It's throughout our – well, just imagine this. Keystone XL pipeline has been going to be built now for 10 years. I don't know if it's ever going to get built. You've got these do-gooders that have found friendly courtrooms and this friendly process, of lawsuits and threats of lawsuits, and you have an entire swamp that's somewhere between hates Donald Trump or just...
I get all that. I get all that, but you know what? Again, I just want to see some border wall go up, right? I want to see changes to catch and release. So, first of all, on a private company, something you've been calling for, you were first on this, writing letters to DHS saying, knock it off. When do you get your wish?
I don't know if it's possible. I mean, based on some of the things that they're saying, that they don't believe that they have that authority. Now, does the emergency declaration give them that? We'll see. That's something that's being investigated. But, days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years. I share your frustration, and that's why I keep writing these letters. That's why I keep making the phone calls. That's why I keep, putting the public pressure on to get something done here. But I think the president himself needs to call the Secretary of Defense and say, I want the Corps of Engineers to start building, hiring people to build that wall tomorrow, not when the spirit moves them.
No kidding. All right. And it's your questions all consolidated into one, because we're all frustrated about this, that's for sure. More with Senator Kramer coming up. And John and Minot, you are first to go when we come back. A couple of texts to get to as well. Last chance to get your questions or comments in, so call us 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms. 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility and important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports when North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know a thing or two about energy and the environment. We've been at this a while. Leading coal producer. And yet our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we have among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. So clean air, low energy rates, and a leading coal producer. How about that? We are a testament to common sense energy. Coal has always been a big part of the energy success story here. Keeps the electricity affordable, reliable, provides high-quality jobs, boosts our economy. coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion-plus in personal income, $3 billion-plus in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. It's unbelievable. But it's an industry that needs allies all the time, all the time, because the swamp is coming for it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. Exactly right. Thankfully, we have people like Senator Cramer willing to take on the Green New Deal on that very front.
Yeah, I've gotten a little bit of attention this weekend for my op-ed that ran on that topic.
I love it. You know, the thing I love best about it is you've outed them for not really wanting a better solution. What they want is their religion of, you know, climate change adopted. Because if they really wanted solutions, they'd be for some of the great things that are happening right here in North Dakota with carbon capture. Didn't even include carbon capture in this Green New Deal. So what does that tell you?
Well, fortunately, there are some Democrats that do support it. You know, they need to step it up. They need to stand up. And some of them have, actually. I have to be honest, Scott. Some of them have actually said that. You know, they've come out against the Green New Deal for it, just how goofy it is. But there's at least 11 of them in the United States Senate that have co-sponsored it. I mean, it's hard to believe that there are 11 people in the United States Senate that think that the Green New Deal makes any sense whatsoever.
Let's go to John in Minot next for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, in 1947, there was a law passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the President of the United States, that the President could ban any class, any nationality, any religion he wanted from coming into the United States. In 1954, that law was deemed constitutional. So why is there any of this stuff going on?
Well, I guess I'm not really sure. I understand that law, and I agree that the President has, and as a country, we have the right to determine who can and cannot come into our country. If that's what you're getting at, I totally agree. I think that what's that question? Usually, from a legal standpoint, is some sort of separation of powers in the case of this emergency declaration.
Sorry, John, what'd you say? John, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said this should have nothing to do with that. It's already been approved by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I guess I get that there's similarities, but my point is that this is the problem with the complexities of all these judges and different regions of the country that have taken on different cultures, if you will, and that culture splashed over into their judiciary. Everybody does this judge shopping, and they find all of these ways. But even beyond all of that, the Congress of the United States still has oversight of even the National Declaration. And in this particular case, the Congress of the United States, against my, preference and against my vote, disapproved of the emergency declaration. And so the President vetoed it. And the House has the right to override the veto. They won't, and it'll stand. But my guess is the next step will be a lawsuit in a federal courtroom somewhere in California. And unfortunately, Scott, and this is something, another thing I wish we could fix in our separation of powers. Unfortunately, nowadays, single judges, an individual judge with an individual jurisdiction in a particular district or state, can put a national stay on things, and that's a little bit too much power in the hands of one person that has a lifetime appointment. Now, there's an appeals process and all of that, but that takes time. So I think to John's point, he's right, and I agree with him. However, they always find another avenue or another way to if nothing else, obstruct through passiveness, if not actual aggression. So it doesn't change the facts, as John points out, but it does, nonetheless, there are obstructionists and ways to obstruct, and they know them all and use them.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Texter says, I just want to say thanks to you, Mr. Cramer, for all you do. I pray to God that not another Democratic president again, especially Miss Minnesota, who wants to get back in the Clean Air Act if she wins. I assume that's Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, the Clean Air Act, as we've proven, and thank God for the Supreme Court on that one. On the committee I'm on, I'm always dealing with these people that want to somehow go back to the Clean Power Plan that the President Obama put out, that of course was devastating, would have been devastating to North Dakota had it been allowed to stand, but the Supreme Court remanded it back because the EPA went beyond its jurisdictional authorities. And for some reason, a lot of my colleagues in the Senate, they want to just ignore the Constitution and the law and the Supreme Court. So
another quick text here.
That.
Would it help for we, the people, to write and persuade, demand actual work to get done on the wall? If so, what are the addresses for everyone to contact? Did that wake them up at all?
I think it helps. I really do. I think it'd be great. And Scotty, let's you and I know we're out of time, but let's you and I work on that and some format for that. We'll set something up on my website and we'll forward it to everybody, including the White House.
Love it. All right, folks.
Hi, this is Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused work days, but certainly great memories. And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni to slam dunk, a deliciously supreme as a game winner, and you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.